Thank you very much, Tanya. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is a JIG call on the 12th of June 2012. On the call today, we have Samat Hussain, Mijana Tazik, Daniel Kalchev, Chris Dillon. From staff, we have Nadia Shogorkova, Bart Boschenko, Dennis Jennings, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. And we have an apology from Avi, who will make it for the last 30 minutes of the call. Other apologies include Minjun Park, Jonathan Shear, Fad Batanin, and Rafi Tumak. I would like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you, Nadia, Natalie. As a proposed agenda, I suggest, and this is Bart speaking, that Dennis will provide a brief update from the VIP project and what will happen in Prague, and then we go into universal acceptance and the presentation from Nadia. If you agree, then over to you, Dennis.
Thank you very much indeed, Bart. Dennis Jennings here. We're actually going to be meeting later in the week to plan Prague in a little more detail. But at the moment, our key meeting is scheduled for Thursday, the 28th of June at 11 o'clock, when we have an update session in Room Congress 3, when we will be giving people an update on the program. In addition, we've invited the various advisory groups and policy groups suggested to them that they might invite us to give a short presentation if that's of interest. And at this time we have, I understand, a presentation scheduled to ALAC at 16:20 on Sunday the 24th, and a presentation for the GAC on Tuesday the 26th of June at 11:30 in the morning. We also have a board variant working group, the meeting on Wednesday morning, which is a closed meeting. The board variant working group oversees the work of the IDN, the variant program. Our goals for and our objectives, I suppose, for Prague are to launch the program. As you will remember, it's been the first version of the program was out for public comment and then revised based on the comment we received and republished. So we're hoping to launch the program, provide initial feedback on the public comments that we have received. We hope to announce the team and the experts that we have recruited to assist in the various projects. We hope to launch the call for community participation and to announce the limited funding that will be available. It may not be enough to cover everybody who wants to participate, but there will be some funding to fund community member participation in various meetings. We'll be presenting the overall plan and timeline to the community and hoping to get feedback. We'll give more detail, still at a fairly high level, about when we hope to have the community experts recruited and when we hope to have meetings in Marina Del Rey and other places. So a fairly packed program, and we have only an hour on the Thursday, so it's going to be a busy schedule, busy meeting. We're perfectly happy to meeting with other groups during the week, and that's an open invitation to people to invite us if they want, if they have the time.
Dennis,
and that's what I've
got to
say.
My understanding from, and this is Bart again, from previous call, that part of the JIG meeting, the JIG meeting is scheduled on Monday afternoon. I don't know the precise time, but at least that some people from the, say, ICANN staff will be present at the meeting to discuss possible cooperation.
Absolutely. Dennis here. And I don't have that in my diary because I don't have a time yet. But as soon as I find it, I'll put it in my my diary and try and make sure that I'm there.
What I'll do is after the meeting, I'll send, an email just to confirm for the JIG members the venue and time. Because I know it's on the schedule, and as you are subscribed to the list, you'll see it then.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you for your update. Nadja, over to you on universal systems, and thank you for sending the presentation.
Sure, Bart. Thank you. First of all, thank you for this opportunity. I think universal acceptance of all PLDs as an effort within ICANN is relevant to what Jake is working on, because it covers IDNs as well as ASCII TLDs. So I would like to, the presentation that I sent earlier, I would like to go through just an overview of the project and then maybe have a discussion. So if you have the presentation handy, I'll just go through slide by slide. What is universal acceptance? The universal acceptance, the part of it that we are looking at is talking about the acceptance issues that are presented by the software used on the internet, which restricts usage of certain domains because of the either hard-coded restrictions or some other additional criteria, which basically counts the number of characters that are present in the TLD, and thus if the characters are, if there are more than two or three characters, regards that TLD as invalid. We are not talking in this project, we're not talking about policy. We do not discuss if there are certain policies in place in organizations or countries which choose to restrict certain domains. We are not covering that area. The acceptability issues that we are talking about are, for example, issues as in certain software programs, when you type a URL without the URL prefix, like HTTP, typically if it's a .com, if it's a .com link or some other common TLD, it usually translates the link into a URL. But in the situation with the IDNs or the most recent three-character gTLD, it looks like even if you do type the HTTP, the URL prefix, it does not read the submitted URL as an actual link, as opposed to some other common CCTLDs or gTLDs that have been introduced into the internet long time ago. Same issue that we just observed was with the Google Chrome. When you type in the URL field, you type in the newly delegated CCTLD, which is only two characters long, ASCII CCTLD in this case. The search engine does not recognize it, and it goes back to the search, gives a search result, and it's it gives several options, and then it suggests that maybe you actually meant to go to a URL, which is exactly what we are trying to do. Additional example of acceptability issues is when you go to certain applications and you are being presented with a form which has only a limited number of TLDs as they think are valid. And logic that is used for presenting only those TLDs is unknown, basically. If you look at another example, they have about 10, 15 TLDs listed here on the form, while we have more than 300 currently in the root. So there are several examples of causes that we are looking at. Improper logic in software for checking valid domains, which is what I touched on earlier. We're talking about either hard-coding lists and then not updating it regularly, or relying on just the length parameters, so saying that valid TLD is only two or three characters long, which has not been the case for the past almost a decade. In regards to IDNs, there is a lack of IDNA support or either usage of the older IDNA protocol. some users and some developers use old software that is not upgraded. So in certain cases, simply upgrading software may help resolve the issue. It is possible that some issues are caused by public suffix list maintained by Mozilla, as the list that they provide is also, it's a hard-coded, well, it's not a hard-coded, but it's a list of domains, which implies that unless you provide your domain, and so domain is added to the list, whoever is using that list may look at any other domains as invalid. Some of the examples of hard-coded lists that we've observed include domains that have not been valid. They have been taken out of the roots for years now, and they also include some domains that were never delegated in the root in the first place. So, again, the logic that is used when software is being written is we don't know on what authoritative data they are relying here. Example of string length check, there is a regular expression formula that is used in order to locate email addresses. And, again, the logic that is used here relies on the length of the TLD, and it implies that a TLD is either 2 or 4 characters long. So how does one universally accept domains? There's certain suggestions and information that we provide, and the question is, do you need to check domain validity? If there is no need to check the domain validity, there's no need to do that, and it may remove restrictions that are artificially imposed by the additional checking prior to sending a DNS query. If you have an online application and you have access to the internet, a direct DNS query will provide a valid result. And if, for example, there are situations when internet connection is not always available, there is a way to use a fixed list of TLDs, but software developers need to be sure that the TLD list is updated regularly. When talking about IDNs, we hope that there is information out there that people understand that there are multiple representations of the same domain, and in certain scripts, the URL is presented by writing right to left, like in Arabic. And we're talking about the specifics not only in the domain name, but in email addresses and web addresses, and et cetera. And here is an example which you all know about the multiple representations of an IDN in the U label and A label. Now, we have a brief overview of the work that was done so far, and it includes ASSAC recommendations and IAB informational RFC that were done 2003 and 2004. As a result of those activities, ICANN created a discussion forum where users were able to provide their feedback on the acceptability issues that they were experiencing at that time, and that mostly related to the gTLDs, ASCII gTLDs that were introduced. We also put together a dedicated web page where we provide general information as well as recommendations on what can be done in cases of acceptability issues. We put together a TLD verification tool, and we posted it on GitHub. So this is in the libraries that we have available are published under open source license, and anyone interested can go in and just use these libraries as a base for whatever work they need to be doing. But the TLD verification tool that we are suggesting to use is using the logic that basically will ensure that there are no constraints in validating PLDs. We are also working on technical recommendations and updating the tools that we have. JIG, you guys put together the report, which was very helpful and informative. We also conducted consultations with current PLD registry operators, including IDN CCPLDs and GTLDs. Based on the results of those consultations, we also organized a roundtable discussion in Costa Rica, where we invited different experts from ASCII GTLDs and IDN CCPLDs, and we collected their feedback, inputs, and they shared their experience with the issues they've encountered. So based on all that information, we are currently working on an outreach campaign as we realize that more information needs to be available and more education needs to be done out there in order to help raise awareness about acceptability issues. We are also working on updating the TLD verification libraries and possibly writing a couple more in other languages. And we're continuing our work on informational and educational materials. We are also looking into organizing presentations during Prague. And so far we have confirmations from ALAC and CCNSO, and we will have we will be sharing information at their sessions on Sunday at the ALEC session and on a Tuesday at CCNSO session. So please check the schedule if you're interested in listening in, attending, or providing your input. The suggestions that we have for everyone, especially software developers or online businesses, is to ensure that their software properly supports all domains. So if we're talking about IDNs, there has to be an IDN support in the software. If we're talking about ASCII PLDs, there has to be support for that. If someone is aware that there is an application that is not validating domains or is using outdated logic, it is, it would be great if everyone can inform and share information on what can be done and how it can be improved. So if you are aware that there is a software somewhere that is saying that there's 10 valid PLDs instead of 300 plus, so go ahead, reach out to them and tell them that that information is largely outdated. If you have any suggestions or feedback, or you have some different ideas of what you think needs to be done on this topic, please contact us at tld-acceptance@icann.org. So thank you. And if you have any questions, or Bart, how would you like to guide further discussion here?
Yes. Excuse me. I think the first, say, are there any members of the JIC who have any questions for Nadja? No? Then, Nadja, I have one question maybe. You refer to the JIC report, say the JIC interim report, and as you may have noted in the JIC report, a couple of issues or a set of issues was identified, and if you look at say the what your team is doing, do you see any issues that are addressed by the team, the issues identified by the JIG?
Yes, I think the report report that was put together had several suggestions, good suggestions and recommendations. And for example, there was in part three or four, there was a recommendation on budget consideration for the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs is stated in the report. So we submitted a proposal for FY13 budget to include some funds for this project in order to ensure universal acceptance, and that we are working on raising awareness of it. So that was done. There were some areas that were identified in the report as the areas where ICANN should focus its efforts on and the types of organization that ICANN should be working with. So out of those groups, I think that the organizations were not, not too many examples, if I may say, were presented. The organizations were split into certain, they were split into groups by industry organizations, regional organizations, and IT-related organizations. And so I think that was helpful, as it stated the types of organizations that ICANN should be working with. And so we are reaching out to various organizations and looking into cooperation with them or spreading information. So that was helpful, and I think that one of the additional thoughts would be if there are considerations in continuing working on this, or how we can work together. It would be very helpful, especially talking about geographic regions, identifying organizations which, if ICANN were to reach out to them, would make a difference in achieving our goal. So there was also a section on saying what type of work ICANN and community should do exactly, and any insight and suggestions from Jake would be very welcome on this, because the general information that was provided was insightful. However, it did not quite provide the detailed foundation or the exact enough information that if you were to say that ICANN should be doing that, then probably I'd say that it has to be a little bit more specific. Also, talking about collaboration and you know, trying to look into what it is that we can do together, as there are certain areas, and in particular talking about IDN CCTLDs and IDN GTLDs that will be coming in the near future. So there has to be some work and collaborative work that needs to be done in making sure that there, we are working on decreasing acceptability issues. And so the IDN area is of mutual interest for JIG and ICANN, obviously. So if there are any suggestions on the events or certain organizations that JIG thinks that ICANN should be reaching out to, that would be very helpful. So I don't know, Bart, if that answers the question.
It does answer the question, and maybe this is a suggestion for the Prague meeting. Say one of the major items for the JIG will face in Prague is obviously the IDN variant topic, but the second one is, because that's on the agenda as well, is universal acceptance. If somebody from staff could attend this, and that we go into more detail into the areas you just identified, to see how the JIG and the ICANN staff team can reinforce each other. So I think this, say, your presentation provides an overview of your focus area, but especially where there is overlap, and to identify the policy issues so the JIG can focus on that, I think that would be very helpful.
Okay.
Any suggestions from the members of the JIG? No? Okay, thank you. Yes, as I think we, and thank you again for your presentation, Nadia. I think we set the stage more or less for the JIC meeting in Prague, and I hope Edmund and Jan will be able to chair that meeting, and I will ask them to send out a agenda for the meeting. And I have nothing more to put on the to discuss. Are there any questions, remarks from other from the members of the JIC? No? Okay.
No.
In that case, I will thank you very much for.
Bart, I think we had a question. Bart, Dennis here.
Go ahead.
I think I heard a voice.
Yes. I didn't. I just heard sighing.
No, I think somebody said hello, and I think they were going to ask a question. Dennis here.
No, you misunderstood me. I said no, I have no questions. Mirjana from Serbia speaking. I'm just introducing myself in the problem, so in the issue. So I'm a quiet participant. That's
sorry
it.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
At least you've got good ears, Dennis. I don't anymore.
All right.
I listen to rock and roll at the early age.
Ah, yes.
I'm one of those. So I thank you all very much for attending, and I think this was a short but very learnsome call. Thank you all very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.